Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We are on Daf Lamed Ches on the second line from the top at the Mishnah. Here we go. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, a lot of names today, not a hard daf, a lot of names and a lot of shitas, so it's hard to keep track of everybody. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yontif Samach L'Shabbos. If Yontif is right next to Shabbos, let's assume Yontif is on a Friday. Now Yontif, so Yontif Samach L'Shabbos. Bein Milfoneha, Bein Ma'acha, whether it's before Shabbos or after Shabbos. The Gemara is only going to talk about it if it's before Shabbos. And Rashi says, and if it's after Shabbos, same story. If it's before Shabbos, we have to Shabbos. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. You can make two Eruvs. There's an Eruv Tchum, there's a Tchum issue on Yontif as well. But on Yontif, you're allowed to carry. Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So a person can make two Eruvs. Just like yesterday, we learned that a person can make two Eruvs depending on where the Chacham is coming. So too, when Yontif falls out on Friday, you can make two Eruvs, one for Friday, and a second one for Shabbos. Friday, I want to visit those friends, and on Shabbos, I'm going to visit those friends. You could do that. How do you do that? So says Rabbi Eliezer, Yontif Samach L'Shabbos, Bein Milfoneha, Bein La'achareha, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person makes two Eruvs. V'amar, he says, Eruvei Berishon L'Mizrach, first day Yontif over there, Visheni Lamayruv, or and then second day there, or Rishon Lamayruv Visheni Lamizrach. You can do the other way around too. Or Eruvei Berishon, first day I want to go there, Visheni Kivneiri. Second day I'm not going anywhere. I want to be like the rest of my people in my city. Eruva Visheni Uberishon Kivneiri. Okay, Rashi says on the third wide line. V'amar Eruvi Shal Mizrach, the Erev on my Mizrach side, Yikne Li Hayom, L'Tzarech Machar, first day, Erev Yontif, which is a Friday. So Thursday afternoon, it's Erev Yontif, which is a Friday. So Thursday afternoon, you see like this, I want to make the Erev over there, L'Tzarech Machar, for tomorrow, for Yontif. V'ariveni Shal Mayrev, Yikne Li Ben HaShemashos Dol L'Machar, L'Tzarech Yom Sheni. Now you're doing it, right? And I want that to be my Erev on the second night. The Ksav Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos V'yantiv Lav Kechad Yoma Arichaninu. It's not one long day. Elishtei Kedushos. There's two Kedushos. V'chol Chad Yome Isle Chada Shavisa. Each day has its own Shavisa, its own residence. V'chol Chada Miknele Shavisa Le'ezet Tzad Shirta. And each day can acquire the residence on the day, on the direction you want. All good. And you can only do it on Bein HaShemashos for each particular day. Fine. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim argue. And the chachamim say, O Mayrav L'ruach Achas, you can only do an Erev in one direction. You can't do this two directions. O Eino Ma'arev Kolikar. Or, you can't make an Erev. O Mayrav L'shnei Yamim, you can only make one Erev for 2 days. Oein ma'arev kol ikar. Well, you can't make an Erev. Ketad Yasa, what do you do? Here's what you do. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it appears that you're making the Erev for two different days on Erev Yontif. On Thursday afternoon, I go to the east, and then Thursday afternoon, I go to the west. On Thursday afternoon, I say the Erev is going to be here on day one, and the Erev is going to be there on day two. Said, and you're doing this all on Thursday afternoon. Says the Chacham, you can't do that. Ketzad Yaseh, what do? Molicho Berishon, you go Rishon. What's Rishon? Thursday afternoon, again, went Yontif? Friday. So you go Thursday afternoon, Umachshichalav. You have to sit there and wait for your nightfall to come. Because you can't leave the Erev there. We'll see why. The note low, you take it, ubalo, you bring the food back home with you. Okay? Ubasheni, and on Friday afternoon, machshichalav, you have to go back there, machshichalav, wait for it to get dark, v'ochlo, eat it, sit there, eat it, ubalo, then go home. Nimtze comes out. Mishtake b'hayilucho, you gain your Eruv. Umishtake b'hayilucho, you gain by going there. Umishtake b'eruvo, and you gained by having your Eruv there. What does that mean? So Rashi says what that means is, umishtake b'eruvo, sh'ochlo, you got to eat a meal. Ubiyantiv achar Shabbos, now, what about when Shabbos is on a Sunday? I'm sorry, Shabbos came out on a Sunday. What about when Yontif is on a Sunday? When Yontif is on a Sunday, delo efshar b'hachi, can't do this, because you can't carry on Shabbos. So molicho b'rishon, you put it there Friday afternoon, right? There's no point in waiting for darkness, because you can't carry the Eruv home anyway. Well, why are you carrying the Eruv home? Why are you doing that? The answer is because you didn't want the animals to eat it. Because if the animals eat it, it won't be available for you for the second night. So you got to make sure it's available the second night. How do you do that? Bring it home, and then go back. Go back on what do you call it? On before Shabbat starts. Thursday afternoon, you're there. Wait till nightfall, bring it home. Then go back Friday afternoon. Wait till nightfall, eat it there. Then you're done. Then you can visit any neighbors you want. Now, if Yontif falls out on a Sunday, you can't do it. If Yontif falls out on a Sunday, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because Friday night, you can't carry it home. So what do? Rashi says, Molicho b'rishon v'chozer v'holech sham b'sheni, go back, liros, imkai miruvo. Is the Eruv still here? Umach shecholav, v'imranso yachlu achrikin. If you want, you can eat it now. That's what you'll do if the Eruv, if Yontif falls out on a Sunday. The Gemara never discusses it. If Yontif falls out on a Sunday, that's what you have to do. You have to put it there Friday, go home, and pray that when you come back on Shabbos afternoon, it's still there. Then, Matzah Shabbos, you can eat it if you want.
How come it doesn't differentiate
Hachana
from
Yom
to Shabbos? Is allowed from Shabbos to
Yom? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that Hachana question. today.
How come we're not worried then?
At the end of the daf.
Because we said if you have to put it down, let's say you put your...
It has to be in existence when nightfall comes, right?
I understand. We're not questioning that if you put it down Friday afternoon, that it came by Ben Hashmashah.
You mean in a regular case? Right, I guess we're not choshes, right. But here it's going to be for 24 hours. It's much longer. Okay. Nechal b'rishon, if it got eaten up the first day, eruvah l'rishon v'ein eruvah l'shedi. Then if it got eaten up the first day, right, after it got dark, no animals, anybody, right? But at the moment of darkness, it was there, then it's good for the first day, it's not good for the second day. Right? Nechal b'rishon, eruv l'rishon, ve'en eruv l'sheni. Amar lahem Rabbi Eliezer, modim atali shen shtei kedushos? Don't you see that it's two kedushos? Right? What's Rashi says? The kamrisu, you said, the chachamim, ein eruv l'sheni. Right? By the way, according to the chachamim, you have to pray that the eruv is still there. But I'm sorry, I'm going to take it back. Okay. So, you just said that if you put it down Friday, the footy on the first day, it's there for nightfall, but then it gets eaten, ain't ruvul l'sheni. The kedusha achas, if it's one kedusha, if the 2 days are one kedusha, then what's the difference if it's not here?
And what does it mean one kedusha?
It's like one long yontif. So that if I put it down for the erev yontif, the first day, it can last for 2 days, even if it's gone. That's right. For purposes of Eruv. Havalei kichad yom aricha. It's like one long day. V'yikneh ben hashmashos shel rishon l'shnehen. And if that's true, then when I put it down the first day, Erev the first day, it lasts for 2 days. Since the Chachamim didn't say that, they don't hold like that. V'kiva d'shtei kedushos hein, but since there are two kedushos, yachol la'ariv na'mi l'beis ruchos. Then why did the Chachamim say you can't do it on two different sides? Doesn't make sense. The Chacham held, what did the Chacham say? The Chacham said, Ila Arv L'Ruach Achas, Avein Ma'arav Kol Iker. Either you do it on one side, or it's not an Eruv. Ila Arv L'Shtei Yomim, Avein Ma'arav Kol Iker. You can't do one day. But the Chacham themselves said, that if you put it out on the first night, and it gets eaten, it's not good for the second day. Why not? It's a stira.
Right, even if
the whole
is one long kedusha, can't you designate, I don't want this Eruv to be effective,
according to the Chacham, no.
Because it's one
Because you'll see the Gemara. Now, first the Gemara asks, before we get to the real meat of the Gemara has a side question. It says, L'ruach achas ma'iniyu. What does it mean, one side? It means l'shneyam, for both days. So l'shneyam ma'iniyu l'ruach achas. And what does it mean, 2 days, for one side? So the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah repeat, the Chacham repeat themselves. They say, if it's not good for one side, for both days, it's not good. If it's not good for both days, it's not good. Same thing twice. So, Hainu Kamaitz, same thing. Same thing twice. He's saying same thing twice. Why saying same thing twice? Hachi Kama the Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer. Here's what the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Eliezer. Yatzim Hodesh Eim Arvin Liyom Echad Lechatzi Tzofim Lechatzi Darum. Don't you agree with us, Rabbi Eliezer? That you can't make an Erev. Half the day I want it to be in the north. And then the other half, I'm going to put an Erev over there to be in the south. Don't you agree you can't do that on one Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos? Amalei Avol. Yes, I agree. We agree with that. Rabbi Eliezer says that we agree with that. Says the Chachamim, so kishem she'ein ma'arvin liyom echad, chatzi l'dorm l'chatzi l'tzafon, just like you can't do that, kach, so too, ein ma'arvin l'shnei yamim, you can't do 2 day yontif, yontif Shabbos, echad l'mizrif, echad l'mayrif. Same thing. You can't do that. What's the answer back? Rabbi Eliezer, no, what are you talking about? Haslam kedusha achas. One Shabbos is one kedusha. You can't break up one kedusha. Hacha, shtei kedushas. Here, Shabbos Yontif is 2 different kedushas. So why can't I put one Erev over there on Friday and one Erev there on Shabbos? Why not? That makes sense. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer. Iyatem modim. Don't you agree? Shem Erev Baraglov B'yom Rishon. I don't have bread. I don't have any food. But I want to visit my friend over there. So how am I going to make an Erev? Tell you how. I'll go down there 2,000 Amos, when Shabbos starts, and I'll sit there. That's called Erev Baraglov. I'm going to go walk there with my 2 legs, and I'm going to sit there. Sit there for an hour, till Shkia, till Bana Shmasha, till Delilah. That's my residence, no? That's where I'm living. I don't have to put food there. Now, it's because I'm sitting there. That's my house. That's where I live now. How do you know I live there? I just sat there for 2 hours.
Squatting
there for 2 hours. That's my new house. Now, that's inconvenient. You have to sit there for 2 hours. If you put a box of matzah there, you don't have to sit there. Just drop a box of matzah and go home. But you don't have matzah. So what do? You sit there for 2 hours. So, Iyatem Modim Shib'ir Baraglav B'yom Rishon. If you did that, and Rashi says, Shaloh ha'yelo pasl shagir, ayyadei shliach, la'ariv. You don't have any bread. V'halach hu ba'atzmo, you went by yourself, v'yashav l'sof al-payim amah, you sat there for 2 hours, 2,000 amas away, ad shekidah shalof hayom, until Yontif came, until Shabbos came, v'kona shavisa, then you acquired your residence over there, then v'chazalom b'beis, then you went back home, to your real house. If you did that on day one, Ma'ariv Baraglav B'yom Sheni. And then on day two, you did the same thing. You went to the other side, and you sat there for 2 hours. Right? Nechal Eruvo B'yom Rishon. Or, if after the, you put the matzah, box of matzah down, and it was not Lila, the animals came and ate it. Ein Yotza Alav B'yom Sheni. It's not going to be good for the second day. Amru lo aval. They said, that's true. You're right. Hala'is, I just proved to you, base Kedusha Zain. It's 2 Kedushas. What are the Rabbanan doing? The Rabbanan, very difficult Shita. Why are they holding like this? They hold like both Shitas. And the answer is, because the Rabbanan, Sifuke Misapkale, they weren't sure. They weren't sure what the Halacha is. Is a Shabbos Yontif 1 Kedusha, or they weren't sure. Therefore, they're being machmer in every angle. V'hachalachumra, they're being machmer in every angle. Number one, you can't make an error for 2 different directions. Because of being machmer, maybe it's 1 Kedusha and you can't do that. It's like the same day. North and south, you can't do the same day, 2 errors on the same Shabbos. I'm also machmer, maybe it's base Kedushos. Maybe it is. So therefore, I'm not going to allow 1 for the second day. I'm being machmer on both sides. Now Rashi says, "De'ein yachal la'ariv l'shtei ruchos." You can't make an erev on 2 different sides. Dilma chada kedushi. Maybe it's 1 kedusha. and maybe it's not one kedusha, then v'hachil chumra di nechal berishon. If it was eaten on the first night, if it's one kedusha, it should be good for the second day. No, the ain ir v'sheni dilma beis kedusha. Maybe it's two kedushas. So they're being machmir on both on all sides, and therefore they're machmir on all sides because they have a suffix. That explains the shita of the chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer, you understand clearly. He holds base kedushas. Base kedushas is two different days. Chava not sure. Therefore, the machmir on both sides. On the one hand, the whole treating is as if it's one kedusha. On the other hand, the treating is as if it's two kedushas. We're going to get to all that. That's because they invented something called an Erev Tavshilin. That's why. We're going to get to that. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, why did Rabbi Eliezer say that if the Erev, what? Yeah. What? No. I don't think so. Now, V'Rabbi Eliezer, Hasa Mishum Hachana. Now, the reason I'm not allowing you to make an Erev on Shabbos afternoon for Yontif or for Yontif for Shabbos has nothing to do with two conditions and one condition. It's nothing to do with that. Whole separate reason. What's the reason? Hachana. Says Rashi, Shemechin Meyontif L'Shabbos. V'lo Mishum Taima Dechad Yomahu. Nothing to do with that 1 day, 2 day issue. Nothing to do with that. Separate issue. Hachana. Now, how did the Mishnah say you could do it? The Mishnah said you could do it. The Mishnah started off. You go there, you sit there. So the Gemara is going to answer on Amud Beis. Going there and sitting there is not Hachana. I'm doing anything. You didn't do anything. You just walk there. That's not considered Hachana. The Gemara is going to talk about that on Amud Beis.
But if you do it before Yontif, if Yontif's...
on a weekday?
Yeah, there's no Hachana.
Of course not. How else are you going to get ready for Yontif?
What's the last thing you said? I don't understand what you said. The last thing. You realize
it. What?
What's
Rabbi
Eliezer?
What's the issue with that? Rabbi Eliezer. Iatemod she'ein ma'arv betchila mishabbos miyontif l'shabbos? Don't you agree you can't do that? Amalo hanaval. Yeah, I agree. So ha'le'id is the kedusha achazi. It's one kedusha. The answer is, what about Rabbi Eliezer? He also holds he can't do that. That's because of a different reason, because of hachana. Not because of one kedusha. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Ir baragla b'yom rishon. If you go walk there and sit there on yom rishon, ma'arev baragla b'yom sheni. You have to go back on the second day. Okay? What? Because it's two kedushas. Nechal eruvo b'yom rishon. If the eruv got eaten the first night after he was good eruv, ein yotzelo b'yom sheni. It doesn't help for the second day. Why? Divrei Rebbe. Please remember that this Rebbe said this. Why? Two kedushos. Therefore, if you walk for day one, doesn't help for day two. Right? If you got
Rebbe's different than the Chacham, because the Chacham said two kedushos is a
suffix. Exactly.
Rebbe's saying it's not.
It's Rebbe Eliezer said the same thing. Rebbe Eliezer said it's two kedushos. That's why you can make two errors. Rebbe's saying it in slightly different language. Saying the same thing, a different language. What's Rebbe saying? You got to go back second day and do it again on whichever side you want. It could be even the same side. And also, Nechal Eruva B'yom Rishon in Yotzal B'yom Sheni. The first night doesn't help for the second night. Right? Why? By the way, according to the Chacham, it would help for the second night in the same direction. Because there's no reason why not. If it's still there. Right? Of Ein Yotzal B'yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. Why? Two kedushos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Harezeh Chamar Gamal. It's a suffix. Meaning, I'm not sure what you could do now. Look at Rashi on top. Dilma Chada Kedushahi. Maybe it's one kedusha. V'kana Erev L'shnei Yamim. And you put an Erev out on the one side. You want it to last for 2 days. Hifsid al payim keneged eruvo. You lose out the 2,000 amos in the other direction. Because I put an eruv here. Put an eruv east for 4,000. I can walk zero west. That might be. V'kan lo kana klum el al payim shahayu lo below eruv. But here it got eaten, I think. Exactly. Since it's a suffix, it's one kedusha. V'kan lo kana klum el al payim shahayu lo below eruv v'dilma base kedusha thing. Maybe it's two kedushas. V'lo kana eruv el liyom echad v'dino liyos kibshani kibne iro v'in lo kana el al payim. So here's a story. Here's a Rashi with what Rabbi Yehuda holds. If I put an Erev over there, eastbound, 2,000 amos away, to walk another 2,000. Now what's on the second day? So the answer is you can only walk 2,000 amos eastbound. Maybe you can walk 4,000, maybe you can't. Maybe you can walk over there, the westbound 2,000, maybe you can't. So for sure, there's no Shaila, you can walk eastbound 2,000. That's all you get. Because you're being pulled in both directions, it's a suffix, so you can walk 2,000 in one direction. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have Rabbi, who says really the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Beno Shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, two different people, Omrim, they say, Erev Ragla of Barishon, Ein Ma'ar Baragla of Blisheni. If you make an Erev, you sat there the first night, you don't have to make another one. No necessary. If he got eaten the first night, Yotza Lo B'Sheni. You could still walk out the second day. Why? One Kedusha. One Kedusha. Correct. But the point is, it's one Kedusha. I don't have to go out there again the first day, which is the error of the second day. I don't have to do that. One Kedusha. Amar Rav. Now Rav says, Halacha kedal is the kedem halalu. The halacha is like these four people. The aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, like Rebbe Eliezer, the Dhamma who said, base kedushos hain. Two kedushos. Who are these four people? The Elohim, here they are. The Elohim down is the kedem. Here's who they are. Notice that Rebbe is not going to be on the list. Rebbe's not on the list. Who's on the list? Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel. Okay, we didn't hear his name. Now, I'm sorry.
We did.
Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel just got through finished saying one Kedusha.
Yeah.
Says Rav, let me tell you who says two Kedushas. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, those two make no sense. Number three is Rabbi Eliezer, that makes sense. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, okay. And number four is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimta. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam. Ikad the army, others say, Chad Benayah, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Belazar. So Mapik, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Zamdoi, take out him, and then stick in Rabbi Elazar, fine. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. For Harushir Megam Leel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ochsh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Ibchish Me'in Elohu. We just learned on the top line the exact opposite. That they hold, it's one Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Epoch, switch around the names. Okay? Which means that they hold that there's only one Kedusha. Switch it around. Right?
No, two.
What?
Two, one.
I'm sorry. Switch it around to say that they hold that there's one, that there's two kedushos, right? Yeah. Two kedushos. Ihachi hainu Rebbe. Then the same, the exact same thing as Rebbe. We started off this brisa on the second, on the third line of the Amud Aleph, third to bottom line. Tana Rabbanan, there's a brisa. Rebbe said two kedushos. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chamar Gamal, you're stuck. And then Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Ochsh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, they said one Kedusha. Now it's saying, no. Change that they said two Kedushas. So now Rabbi says two Kedushas, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a Safik, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka say one, well, two Kedushas. Two. We're changing it now. Two Kedushas. We're changing it. So then Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan and Rishon ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, I said the exact same thing. That makes sense. So, Ihachi, Hainu Rebbe, same exact thing. Because you're right, Ema, you're right. Change it to say, V'chein, Amr, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we agree with Rebbe. That's right, exactly right. So the V'lech Shodam Rebbe, so why is Rebbe on the list? Rebbe should be on the list. Rebbe Tani Law Velo Safer Law. No. Rebbe just said that. He didn't agree with it. He was saying if other people out there say that, I don't agree with it. That's why Rebbe's on the list. He didn't hold from it. Rabbana Nami Tani Law Velo Safer Law. So then everybody said that. Everybody quoted it and then nobody hold from it. So he says, no. Rav Gemara Gamir Law. Rav had a tradition that Rebbe didn't hold from it. He recorded it. He said it. But he didn't hold from it. Which Brisa?
The first one
before they said it was reversed. Why is the second one more reliable than the first? The second one is reversed. Someone asked that question. Because Rav must have had a tradition. That's all. Okay? That's all I can say to you. Okay, next. When Ravuna passed away, I have Chista Lememre Derav Adarav. So now Rav Chista said something which Rav contradicted himself. Miyomar Rav halacha kedal zakenim valiba to Rabbi Eliezer de Amar shtei kedushotain. Is that true? Rav said that there are four zakenim who hold it's two kedushas, including Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah, who said the same thing. He wasn't even one of the four. Rav really said that. V'harav v'itmar really like this. Shabbos v'yontif. If it's now being two kedushas, right? So Shabbos v'yontif, Rav Amar, null de bezeh, sur bezeh. If an egg is laid on one day, it's usher the other day. Why is it usher? Two kedushas. Why is it usher? Nothing to do with each other. If it's one kedusha, I understand why it's usher. It's one long day. So it's no lot. You can't eat the egg. Why can't you eat the egg the second day? If it's born the first day, why can't you eat the second day? What's wrong? What do you mean? It wasn't late on Friday. It was late on Shabbos. And Yom Tov is Sunday. So why can't I eat it on Sunday? Why not? If it's two kedushas, nothing to do with each other. Why not? So Amar Rabba, no. There's a whole other reason why you can't eat the egg. Hasla mishum hachana. It's a hachana reason. Because the Gemara there says in Beitza that when the egg is laid on, let's say the egg is laid on a Shabbos. So really, if the egg is laid on Shabbos, the hachana was, it's hachana for Sunday. So it's a hachana problem. Titania. On a Friday, ve'chinu, and you can get ready for Shabbos. If you don't prepare for Shabbos, you're not going to have anything to eat on Shabbos. Chol mechin l'Shabbos. A weekday you can make it for Shabbos. V'chol mechin l'yantif, and a weekday you can prepare for yantif. V'ein yantif mechin l'Shabbos. You can't prepare on yantif for Shabbos. V'ein Shabbos mechin l'yantif, and you can't prepare on yantif on a Shabbos for yantif. Therefore, that's why you can't eat the egg. Because if it's laid today on Yontif, it's hachana for Shabbos. And if it's laid on Shabbos and Yontif is on a Sunday, it's hachana for Yontif, so you can't eat the egg. Nothing to do with Kedushas.
There's no Moshe.
What?
There's no
Moshe. So the Gemara there says that the egg comes out and it's hachana, and even though you didn't do the hachana, it's still a problem.
And how can we say that the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater than
the Kedusha of Yontif,
and they never say
that? We'll get to that tomorrow.
Do we assume that those who hold there's only one Kedusha would not say Havdalah between Yontif and Shabbos?
We don't. All interesting questions. The Gemara is never going to talk about that. The Gemara is going to talk about the brachas you make when Shabbos and Yontif are together.
Right.
Which we're going to get to that. Now we're going to get to Rosh Hashanah. The next 2 days are all about Rosh Hashanah. Amalei Abaya, because Rosh Hashanah is a funny day, because is it 2 days, one long day, or it's 2 days not? But even in Eretz Yisrael, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to that tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day after that. Amalei Abaya, 1 minute. Elohadit Nan, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Ketu Oseh, what do you do when a Shabbos follows or precedes a Yontif? What do you do? Molicha Berishon, you go out the first day. Umach Shechalav, you sit there. Vinotlo, then you take the Erev back. Ubalo, and you go home. You can't leave the Erev there because I'm afraid the animals are going to eat it. It's like, I have to sit there for 25 hours to be good for the second day, right? Then, B'sheni, the second day, Mach Shechalav, V'ochlo Ubalo. You put it back there. Now you could wait for it to get dark again. Now if you want, now you can eat it. V'ha Kamechin Miyantif L'Shavis. Marcel, your question. Tachana. Tachana, no? I went Erev Yontif to put the Erev there. I sat there till it got dark. I took the Erev home. Now on Yontif, in the afternoon, I go back and put it down and wait for Shabbos to start, and I can eat it if I want. Is it a hachana? It's a hachana, no? On Yom Tov, I'm preparing for Shabbos. Amalei Rabba, wait a minute. Me, you hear the question?
Yeah, but you're doing a mutter action. You could, why is that not fun? I can eat my, if I want to stop along the way and decide I don't want an air and I just want to eat it, I can eat it. Go home.
So it's a good question if it's a chana anyway. What do you mean? If you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov, right? So is walking somewhere considered preparing? I'm eating by you the second night, right? So can I walk to you beforehand? A chana? I came over here really early to get a head start. That's a chana. So we're gonna give that answer in a minute. So Amalei Rabba, Misavarta Sof Hayom Kona Erev. Do you think that the Erev works when it's still Yontif? Meaning Sof Hayom, i.e., when it's still Yontif? No, Tchilas Hayom Kona Erev. For Shabbos Mechinal Atzma. It's not Yontif anymore. It's no hachana. The Erev only kicks in when Shabbos starts. When Shabbos starts, the hachana. That's a technical answer.
It was there already,
exactly. If that's true, then Ya'arvu Belugin. Then you should be able to use, Lugin is the case, when you had Tful Yom in the wine, and you took the wine out of the, Lugin is the ladle, and you took the wine out of the ladle, and you said, after it gets dark, and it's going to be Bein HaShemashos, and this Kli is no longer Tful Yom, then I want the ma'aser to be chal, the chumas ma'aser to be chal, and we said there's a problem. Why? Because right now, because right now it's a tefil yom. So what's wrong with that? Right? When the erev takes effect, it's going to be chulin. And the Gemara answers that's a separate problem. Be'ina ha'suuda ha'iruyam yibodlam faleka. You need a suuda that's edible even erev yontif, and it's not true. It's not edible now. Why? It's still a tefil yom. You can't drink it. That's a separate problem. Elohad Ditnan, but we learned the number Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yontef HaSamach L'Shabbos, Bein Melfaneha, Bein Me'achareha, Ma'arv Adam Shnei Eruvin. You make two Eruvs. Ha'be'in and Suda Ha'amruy Yibod Yom V'lecha. How can you make two Sudas? How can you make two Eruvs? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can go one day there and put an Eruv. The same day, you go to the other side and put an Eruv there. How could you do that? They're not both right. They're too far away from each other. How could you do that? If you put an air of 2,000 amas there to make your shvisa there, then you can walk zero there.
Right.
So the other one over there is not right. Then you can't get to it.
A different day.
So, but you're putting it out on the same date. According to Yehuda Eliezer, you're putting them out the same day. You're putting them out both Erev Yontif. The first Erev. You're putting them both out. How could you do that? They're not right. One's not right. So Gemara says, no. You think I put a 2,000 away? And you're right, I can't do that. Because the other one's not accessible. No. I only put them 1,000 away. Put them 1,000 away. They're both accessible before Yom Tov starts. Not a problem. You're right. If I put a 2,000 away, I can't go. Because if I put an air of 2,000 amas over there, I can walk zero there. So on Thursday afternoon, I put an air of 2,000 amas away to the east. And on Thursday afternoon, I put an air of 2,000 amas to the west. And I said, that one I want to be chal on Friday. And that one I want to be chal on Shabbos. Be both yom, they're both not good.
But 1,000 is 1,000 better.
Because I can walk 2,000. I'm not walking out of the tomb in any direction. So it's not a problem. Now, here's your question, Marcel. Elohad Rav Amar Rav Yehuda. Ir baraglav yom rishon, ma'ar baraglav yom sheni. If I walked the first day, sat there for 2 hours, I could do the same thing the second day. Ir pas b'yom rishon, ma'ar pas b'yom sheni. Right? If I made a pas the first day, I can make a pas the second day. Hakam meichin meyantef le'shabbos. I'm doing hachana. It's pure hachana. Says Rashi. Kishe ma'ar baraglav b'sheni, meyantef le'shabbos. Bishloma ma'ariv b'sheni b'pas teratzta. If you want to tell me, just put bread down. Techilas hayom kona erev the pas b'shtika me'elikoni. To put bread down, you could say that's mutter. Why? Because the erev only takes effect on Shabbos, and then it wasn't hakana because it's already there. Ela erev baraglov. But if you walk there to sit there, when are you walking there? You have to walk there when it's still Yontif. Right? Yontif is Friday. You have to walk there Friday afternoon and sit there through Shabbos. Then you can go home. So when you're sitting there, what are you doing when you're sitting there? Staring at the walls? No. Solka Daidach, the Gemara thinks, the boy Lameimar, you have to say the following sentence. Shivisasi bimkomi. My Shivisa should be right here. Velo Matzi Lekavin Tchilos Hayom. And you don't know exactly when the day is. You're not Hashem, you don't know exactly when it starts. Uboy Lameimar Mibod Yom. You have to say that Erev Shabbos, Yontif Erev Shabbos. Vishtakech de Mechin Ba'amiraso Miyontif Shabbos. And you are doing Hachana by saying that. That's the Hachana. Speaking. So the Gemara says, Amale, Misavarta the Azul V'Amamidi. You have to say something. You don't have to say anything. The Azul V'Shasik V'Yasiv. All you do is you go there, you sit there, you don't have to say a word. You sit there. Now going to walk to sit there is Hachana? No. And therefore it's an Hachana. Kiman, Kabbi Yochanan ben Uri, the Amar, who says, Chefse Heker, Kolon and Shavisa. If you have, we're going to learn later on, a guy fell asleep. He fell asleep. And he had a Shavisa, without thinking about it, he fell asleep. He went 2,000 amas away, he fell asleep. So is that a Zeriv? Yes. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says yes. Why? Because you can be Kohen of the Makom without saying a word. Without even anything. He totally fell asleep. It's still good. You can be Kohen of the Makom by sleeping. So what do you see? That you don't have to say anything. So to hear, you don't have to say anything. So Gemara says, well, you know what? I feel Teir Rabbanan. It can even be the Rabbanan who held that falling asleep doesn't work. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri el b'yashim. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri disagree with the Rabbanan? When the guy fell asleep. Delo Matzi Amar. Because he can't talk. Sleeping. Avo Bener, but if he's awake, Di Boy Lameimar Matzi Amar. If he wants to, he can talk. Afagav Delo Amar. Come on, Amar Dami. Even if he doesn't talk, we can view it as if he did talk. And it will be good. Right? And it'll be good. And therefore, that's why it's not Hachana problem. Because it doesn't say anything. So just walking and not saying anything is not Hachana. And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow with more of the same. All right. Everybody have a very good day.